Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. The Psychology of Politics, Part 3. Every once in a while, I delve into the area of politics as a psychologist and try to look at some of the current issues and some of the factors that are playing out today in the political world and how psychology and how the counseling enterprise interacts with the political system. Well, today I'd like to do a little review of a research study that was conducted and published in the American Journal of Orthopsychiatry. In this particular research study, they addressed the issue of the political leaning, the political preferences of counselors, and does that affect the way that they carry out a counseling program with patients? Well, if you take a look at it over the years, historically, counselors, social workers, psychologists, psychiatrists, have generally fallen into what is known as the liberal camp of politics, tend to be Democratic. And if you are a staunch Republican, you go to a therapist, and you get involved in a lot of deep discussions about a lot of different topics, and you are exposed to a particular mindset, a particular way of thinking by that therapist that is influenced by his own personal point of view in politics. The same could be said for a therapist who enters into a counseling format with you and or with someone, and their religious leanings, their religious preferences play a role in how they counsel. Therapists, by and large, have been trained. And here's what you need to know. Therapists have been trained to be objective, to use what is known as the scientific method, to be objective in the approach to a problem, the understanding of that problem, and the possible resolutions to that particular problem. In dealing with people of all kinds, therapists have been trained and have been encouraged to be objective, to be forthright, and to be open and be direct with the patients they see, and not to use that opportunity of the counseling to advance their own personal agenda, political, religious, or whatever. So it's an area of sensitivity. It's an area of difficulty for many therapists and obviously for many patients. Patients come with a particular mindset. They come with a particular bias themselves. They come with a certain sensitivity. And if you're a patient of a therapist and you have two different political positions, now, that can be talked about, and you can kind of admit that and comment on that and let that then be set aside and get on with the issue of the counseling of the personal matter that the patient brings to the counseling format. In other words, the political issue doesn't need to be a hidden agenda. The political issue doesn't need, you know, to be a secretive issue. The political leaning of a therapist or even of a patient doesn't have to be withheld, because often it's unknown or it's known anyway. People come to understand that you are conservative in your point of view, or you are liberal in your point of view, you're Democratic, you're Republican, you're Libertarian, you know, whatever, in your point of view. It comes out. So you might as well right up front address that issue as a therapist and as a patient of a therapist, raise the matter right away. If that's going to be an issue, if that's going to be something that you're going to feel sensitive about, bring it up so it's talked about so that you can decide whether this therapist is suited for you or not, can be helpful to you or not. If every session becomes an argument, if every session becomes a political discourse of some kind, you're not in therapy. You're in an argument. And you need to stop that therapy. You need to stop dealing with that particular therapist. You need to get on with somebody who can deal with the issues that you bring to the therapy session, the issues of your life that are important. In other words, a therapy session is not a political session. A therapy session is not a religious session. A therapy session is a personal session and a personal issue. It needs to be dealt with, you know, directly in a very personal kind of way. While there are opportunities to talk about religious matters, opportunities to talk about political matters, they need to be done objectively and they need to be done constructively and they need to be helpful to you as a patient in your the understanding of your problem area and the resolution of the problem area that you're addressing at the time. Now, putting that aside, this research that I'm referring to that was in the Journal of, or the American Journal of Orthopsychiatry, a respected professional journal, by the way, the study quotes some research related to 467 different licensed mental health therapists of all kinds. Some were social workers, some were psychologists, some were psychiatrists. And they wanted to know the political belief of these 467 therapists as to how they came to the position of believing in a particular theoretical, you know, point of view. And what they found after identifying the political views of these therapists, that they fell in the spectrum of some were libertarian, very small number, by the way, about 3 to 5%. Some were Democratic, kind of a larger number, by the way. And some were Republican, kind of a moderate number of them. And some were communistic or atheist and didn't take any kind of position, if they will. So you have these three sets, the Libertarian and the Democratic and the Republican. There were more Democrats that identify themselves as Democratic than those that identify themselves as Republican, and only a few identify themselves as Libertarian. So therapists, by and large, tend to fall in the camp of being liberal, being Democratic, and will bring that to the counseling format. So you need to know that. Now, that doesn't mean that your therapist is liberal, but your therapist is probably liberal or would have liberal orientation and leanings. So if that's a problem for you, you need to deal with it right up front in therapy. Raise it, talk about it, decide whether you can meet with that therapist or not. And if not, it's okay. Go somewhere else. But you don't want to go back many, many, many times, always finding out that you're in an argument or being afraid that an argument is going to erupt on a political kind of an issue. Particularly now, we're living in a kind of a political world and a political season where the political issues are going to be very intense and very strong and very blatant. So that's even more of an issue, you know, today. So what the research then found was, number three, is that the therapist's particular leaning influenced the way that they did their counseling. If you were a Republican and you were somewhat conservative, the therapist tended to use a behavioral therapy, a cognitive behavioral therapy approach, kind of a rational approach, if you will, and kind of a problem-solving, problem-oriented approach. If your therapist or if a therapist was Democratic and liberal in their leanings, they tended to be psychodynamic in their approach. In other words, they tend to follow the teachings and the processes of Freud and many of the followers of Freud, a psychodynamic way of thinking and doing therapy and interacting with people. In other words, there were two basically very different approaches to therapy. Psychodynamic therapy is a very long-term, life-changing process. Cognitive behavioral therapy tends to be much more short-term, more focused, more problem-solving, probably more problem-oriented, and problem-solving. So there are very different ways in which these therapists would carry out their therapy. So whatever your presenting problem is, it would be approached in two different ways, depending on whether your therapist was Republican or Democratic, conservative or liberal. What I'm saying here is all therapists can be very helpful to you. Any therapist can be helpful to you, whatever their political position is, if they keep it in check, if they do not make it an issue in the therapy. They might be even more helpful to you if you can trust them, you can believe them, and you share a common principle, politically speaking, in the same way you share a common religious belief. In other words, the more commonality between a therapist and the patient, the better that therapy is going to be, the more effective that therapy is going to be, and the more helpful that therapist is going to be to you as a patient. But if you're dealing with a therapist that is contrary to your point of view, religiously, spiritually, different from you and your political position, you're either going to be on guard, you're going to be cautious, you're going to be a little bit nervous, you're going to be a little anxious, you're going to be a little tense, and certainly you're going to be on guard. So that may not be an effective place for you to get your help. You should be in a place where there's a compatibility. If you're Democratic, your therapist is Democratic, there's a compatibility there. And you can probably then talk about political things easily, dismiss them, and move on with your therapy. Same way religiously. If you come from the same religious orientation, you can. If an issue comes, you can talk about it, you can discuss it, figure out how it relates to the two of you, dismiss it, dismiss it, and then move on with your therapy. But if you're in a contrary position, your therapy may be less than effective. So it's a warning, but it's also a guideline that you need to be very much aware of. There is a political issue within the mind of your therapist. Find out what it is. Find out if you can live with it, you can deal with it, You can counsel under it and then proceed accordingly. If you can't, there are many other therapists available in your community that can work with you and work with you perhaps in a more compatible, you know, manner. When you're seeking out a therapist, ask the question. When you call and make your first appointment, ask the question. Do you have a religious faith? Do you have a political position? Are you Democratic? Are you Republican? I mean, you can ask that question. And a therapist needs to be able to answer that. Should answer that. Must answer that for you. You have the right to ask that question. So know what you're getting into. And it's your life, and you want to make sure that your life is benefited as much as it possibly can. Okay, bye for now, and go to my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. Living Life at Its Best is a great book for the season. Living Life at Its Best. The book that brings up a discussion on all the various social behavior patterns and the social quotients of an individual. Responsibility, empathy, compassion, caring, and how that can be developed and be strengthened in your particular life. And it's set within a religious context as well. So that might be helpful to you. www.booksbyhedberg.com, and bye for now.